Since we last recorded, you asked the question, are the Blues gonna ever lose again? And the answer's been no. The answer's been
No.
no, Gordo. So I think it's a good environment, as we talked about, for Jimmy Snuggerud to come into. And they're not asking the world of him. They're putting him in on the third line with Oscar Sundquist and Zach Bolduc, giving him some power play time in a position where he's not all that familiar with. He's gonna be in the bumper. Instead of being in the left circle where he typically is to unleash a right-handed one-timer, so they're kind of easing him in, seeing how it goes, and I mean it's an exciting time to be following the team just because A, how they're playing, and B, what their reinforcements are looking like. When you have Dvorak up here, you have Snuggerud up here, you have Holloway and Broberg playing the way that they are. Thomas, Kyrou, Binnington. It's a good spot for the Blues to bring up Snuggerud and have some good vibes going.
And we'll talk a little bit more about the young guys before we kind of get back into the playoff chase, which is still a very exciting thing for the franchise that going back to January didn't really seem like it was going to happen earlier in that month. But boy, you do like the future with you can easily see Snuggerud playing next across from Bolduc and maybe plugging Dvorsky into that 3C spot next year. Right now, Sundquist is doing a good job of holding that position down. But it would seem like puck possessor, protector like Dvorsky with a shooter like Snuggerud with a banger slash shooter like Bolduc would make a lot of sense. If you're already a subscriber, thanks. You'll be able to hear the podcast at stltoday.com/podcast. If you're not a subscriber, please join our growing audience by going to stltoday.com/story to see our offers.